I sometimes wonder whether you realise how close these programmes are on occasion to not being done at all. But tonight we managed to get one sorted out for you, and we've got two sessions from Swell Maps on the eve of... one of them is from Swell Maps on the eve of the release of their debut LP, A Trip to Marineville. The other comes from the distributors making their debut on the programme, and records, of course, throughout the rest of the thing, in which old favourites reappear unexpectedly. Here Uncle John thinks of another crummy device for getting an old Dandelion record into the programme. We react to a suggestion made by Susie, and in that cynically corrupt way, which is inimitably mine, I use you. That's Excess Energy from the Lincoln area on Dead Good Records, and I think their third single. And they're getting better all the time, you know. I think this is a really useful record, and it's called Use You. And people who used to listen to these programs regularly, say, 2, 3, 4 years ago, may remember that we used to play a lot of records by the Cape Brothers. Well, it's been some time since they made one, and their last records were on the Asylum label. Now they've reappeared on Atlantic with an LP produced by Tom Dowd, who obviously you probably know from Rod Stewart's work, do you know him? And it's another attempt, as you can imagine, because practically every record that comes out of America these days is such a thing, but it's another kind of softcore disco-y piece, but there are one or two good tracks on it, and this is one of them. It's called I Won't Wait.
Just a
I've always enjoyed the Kate Brothers music, and I must confess I also like them because they don't look like rock stars, and particularly they don't look like American rock stars, which is probably the reason they're not successful, because these days appearance seems to count for virtually everything over there. That was the Kate Brothers, anyway, from their new LP, the name of which is Fire on the Tracks, and that was I Won't Wait. The first number tonight from the distributors and their debut session for the programme, it's called Meltdown.
I'm going to go to the house. greatest night ever seen. And so, the town was radioactive.
Well, I probably will in the end. Those are the distributors, the first of them tonight, and it's called Meltdown. Now, here's a very strange thing indeed, which was given to me by Bill Aitken, who engineers some of our sessions and is now working as a BBC producer. And it comes from a work by Thomas Ravenscroft. Now, as some of you may know, this is my real name. It's not my idea that I was called John Peel. I mean, that happened about 11 years ago when I worked for one of the pirate stations and thought that John Ravenscroft was too complicated a name for people to remember. And Thomas Ravenscroft was a great writer of songs and hymns in particular, and also rather vulgar poetry on one occasion as well. And he had a book published called Pamelia, I think, in 1609. And I'll read you the third verse of it. It's one of these things, but it's quite eerie, really, in the sense you think that all of this is preordained, several aspects of my life. It says, go no more to Brainford, and I don't know where those are. And if I could sing and read music, I could sing it to you, because the music's here as well. But anyway, it goes, go no more to Brainford unless you love a punk. For that wicked, sinful town hath made me drunk. Come follow me. And so it goes on. I should try and get someone to set that to music so we can hear what it sounds like. Are you interested? I thought you'd take that attitude. Hostile bunch of people. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Record, isn't it? And it's going to be issued by Chrysalis, and so it'll become generally available. And a sharp biggie and so forth, and it won't get played on the radio, and I get angry about it, and so life goes on, nothing changes. Those are the Specials, Special AKA, and that's Gangsters, of course, as you doubtless know by now. And today is the birthday of Gabs, the appalling red-haired sister-in-law, and I'm playing this Radio 1 jingle for her as a special treat, as a special birthday treat. We'll have a poignant significance for her. Happy birthday, Gabs. This is the first from Swell Maps. Mm-hmm.
From these days, we have to learn to cut their tongue from tall walls. I never thought the door feel back. We had to thank the enemies that lost death in your town. Where the sun is set down. And you knew the way that we were found. And we're about to surround.
Well, Walters is obviously thinking of the kind of careers that you might pursue upon leaving school, always assuming that you're still at school, of course, because he's followed gangsters by the Specials with Bandits on a swell map, and that's not on the forthcoming LP, or indeed on the EP, which is likely to follow the LP, or indeed on the EP, which is given away free with every copy of the LP when the LP comes out. And here's a letter from Babs, Bumps, Jake, Laura and Karen C. Says at the bottom, Liverpool 33. Come on, they take 7 or 8 games to score that many. And it says, it's the kind of letter which you know has been sent out by people who know the band. It says, Dear John, I'm writing on behalf of 5 female freakos who were so knocked out by a song you played by a group called Dalek Eye, who each bought a copy, and to our amazement, the shop version was different at the end and far superior. We think we should play it all to your listeners and tell us a bit more about the group. If you don't, we just know we're going to fail our exams, and you wouldn't want that on your head, would you? You think I'm going to fall for that kind of thing? Of course.
You'll cheer for the freedom fighters. Now I'm walking down my street, say hello to the people I find. What's this I see? Looks like a group of vandals. Say hello to the freedom fighters. I'm gonna manage time clock. Way to a freedom fighter. He attacks me for no reason.
Say hello to Freedom Fighters.
She for the freedom fighters.
I'm walking down my street, say hello to the people that I meet. You know that I don't threaten them with no violence. Still there with me. So I go down to the phone box and I call up the east. And I give up the names of freedom fighters. She's on the 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 freedom fighters.
Dalek Eye on Vertigo Records, and that's Freedom Fighters. And I bet when you sat down to listen to the programme tonight, and look, you may be standing up or lying down even, you filthy creatures, but you're thinking, how about Peely plays us some rock and roll music from Biggleswade? Well, he's just about to do that. These are Coast to Coast and Telephone Baby, and it's Stuart Coleman country, but it's rather good, this.
Hey, telephone baby, you've been an hour on the line. Telephone baby, you've been an hour on the line. On a corporate conversation. Telephone baby, you a real live wire. Hey, telephone baby, ain't you finished with the call? Telephone baby, with your feet up on the wall, rolling over camera screen. Telephone baby, you a real live wire. Hey, telephone.
That's the best English rock and roll record I've heard in a very long time, actually. That's Coast to Coast. It's the B-side, too. The A-side I didn't like at all, but that's the B-side, and it's called Telephone Baby. The A-side is The Hucklebuck, which is, you know, OK. And that's from Biggleswade, which is in Bedfordshire. I've been trying to figure out where Biggleswade was all evening. Well, not all evening, for the last 2 or 3 minutes, and it's in Bedfordshire, because it says on the label. And you may be thinking, wasn't there a record called Coast to Coast? Hold on a moment. It was by Medicine Head, and... Was it on Dandelion? And didn't John Peel produce it? A good time, I must say. That's Medicine Head and Coast to Coast, which I produced 4 years ago, obviously. I mean, it was back in 1970. Goodness me, how time flies. Do I make a note of that? Do you want to hear the B-side? Well, all right then. That was Nick Cudworth on piano. Remember Nick? He's a good lad, he was. Good artist as well. I haven't seen him for a long time either. Anyway, enough of these reminiscings. Do you want to hear Public Image Limited? Then you shall.
Thank you.
as I said when I played you that on Tuesday night, I should be curious to see what public reaction to that is. When you heard it a few first time, you know, it was not instant in the sense that not my public image was, but when you've heard it a few times, it grows on you. Or does it grow on you because it's public image limited? I simply don't know. These are Tribesmen anyway, and this is produced by Dave Goodman, ironically, who produced obviously a lot of the early Sex Pistols things, which didn't get issued, but which people say were better than the ones which were issued, although personally I don't think that's actually true, but people like to say that sort of thing anyway. The Tribesmen and Finsbury Park. I drive through Finsbury Park most nights on my way home, and it looks pretty dead to me. Although there's a takeaway chicken place there with one or two people milling around outside, but perhaps I'm seeing the wrong parts of Finsbury Park. Anyway, those are Tribesmen, and that's called Finsbury Park, as you might have surmised, on the Boa record label, which is a subsidiary of the Label Records. And I was listening to myself on the BBC World Service when I was driving up. I thought I was terrific. This is one of the records I've played from David Bowie. Thank you.
they hullabaloo and buys from the news bar. And my chairman went too far. Clinton went for rent, the Sony wonder how the dollar went down. Gotta get a word for Mr. Barber. Hey, oh, we wish me well. See that man, they can't reply. Into the eye of God on high. It's very high, you see. Make your money, this money, this. Gonna get a bunch of money, this. It's very high, you see. Make your money, this money, this. Gonna get a bunch of money, this. Like an athlete, gastric takeoff, semi of a rhino, born in slumber, less than peace, struggle with a child, screaming, dreaming, drowned by the prompt, so steely, franchise, take off me, I'll see your face, stuff with a feel like quite a name, like a rival, not one left unnamed. Seems like another day I could fly, into the eye of God on high. Seems like another day I could fly, into the eye of God on high. Over the bush line, over the trees, white like a rocket, like numbers me.
Well, that's what happens to you if you go on a safari holiday. I say that because it's what I said on the recording on the BBC World Service when I played the same track. Pretty exciting, eh? But you made a note of that as well. David Bowie from the LP Lodger, and that's African Night Flight, if you can get them. And these are the distributors again. This is called TV Me.
Coming on the road with a vertical flow.
Demo tape, actually, which the band sent us, which persuaded us to book them to do a session. The distributors, and that's called TV Me, and I'll give you the line-up of the band now. Are you ready? Are you sitting comfortably? Have you got your pencils ready? Mick Switzerland, guitar, occasional spelt wrong keyboards and vocals and tapes. The session, incidentally, was produced by Bob Sargent. And Keith James on guitar and vocals, Enzo Raphael on bass and vocals, Dave Holmes on drums, and a Tonsalan Spot on tenor banjo. And they've got a gig on July the 7th in London at the Windsor Castle in the Harrow Road, and these will be the B-52s. Well, those were the B-52s being whimsical at the wrong speed. That's the trouble, they get so many different configurations these days of record, it's enormously confusing.
Thank you.
352, but their engines don't fall off, and that's from the forthcoming LP. It's called Hot Lava. And when the Swell Maps LP, A Trip to Marineville, comes out, well, a version of this next song will be on it. It's called Midget Submarines.
Thank you.
Well, Brian has typed this into the running order as Midnight Submarines. I think this says more about Brian's emotional condition than it does about the band. That's well matched. Midget Submarines, the title of it. Shall I give you the lineup? Why not? There's Nicky Mattress, guitar, 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 and mouth. I'm reading this from the handout for the forthcoming LP rather than from Trevor Daft's list of runners. Epic soundtracks, drums, piano, tins, boxes, puddings, toys and mumbling. Joe Head on basso, guitaro, feedback, noise, noise and screaming. Biggles books, guitar, violin, 60-piece orchestra and abuse. So there you are. Susie and the Banshees. Susie and the Banshees, and that's the new single, Playground Twist. And last time that I was talking to Susie, she said we ought to play more by T-Rex. So, if you're listening, this is, if you're listening, who cares about you? But I mean, if Susie's listening, this is Dandy in the Underworld.
Thank you. He's a dandy in the underworld. Dandy in the underworld. Then will he come up for air? Oh, will anybody care? Himself live, born of none.
The LP of the same name, Dandy in the Underworld, and that's T-Rex. And I've been listening to Simon Beast's programmes this week on Radio 1, 275, 205, and, you know, I think he's genuinely annoyed he hasn't got an OBE. Listen, Simon, you're better off without one, to be honest. I mention all of this because I've got a postcard here which has a picture on the front of Her Majesty on horseback, and the horse is allegedly saying, "Please play Hardware's record, it's so appealing." And on the other side it says, "From some Hardware fans at the Art College, Cheltenham." Well, here you go. This is Harper. That's two in one programme, you know. You don't often get that. Two records of the wrong speed. But it is a single played at 33 and a third. So I mean, I've got an excuse, haven't I? Ought to know better, really, at my age.
Thank you.
Hardware themselves are based in Cheltenham, you know, but they send that postcard. Anyway, that's from their EP, and it's called Walking.
Thank you.
funny they got to go to Japan once, you know, with the Pink Floyd. They said that they'd take me over there if I did some roading. This is absolutely true. These days, of course, you have to pay your own way to Bishop Stortford and places like that to see bands. That's Graham Parker and the Rumour, and quite rightly so, too. And Discovering Japan, and before that, a track from the LP. But the LP is called... Oh, dear, hold on a second, I'll put it away. What is it called? The LP Fat Man Dub Contest, of course, just kidding with you, I knew all along. These are the distributors, and we have fun. Distribute, kids, distribute. That's We Have Fun. Those were the distributors. And speaking of fun...
Well, hello there. Tommy Vance here with the lineup for the Friday Rock Show. Radio 1 and Stereo VHF, 10 to midnight. This week, we proudly present from the Radio 1 archives rare recordings of that most remarkable band, Genesis. Featuring the lineup that included Steve Hackett and Peter Gabriel, we rebroadcast classic Genesis sessions from 71 and 72. New album releases, classic cuts, and archive sessions by Genesis. Join me for the Friday Rock Show, Radio 1 and Stereo VHF at 10 p.m. I'll see you then.
This is bad news.
Hey, hey, hey.
Buy that record, it comes in a clear plastic sleeve which make your whole room smell funny. That's the extremist. This is true, actually, and that was called Bad News. And this is another Noddy Nola production. These are the Glass Torpedoes and Heart Surgery. And that's on Teen Beat Records, and not as I've previously reported on Rough Trade, although, to be fair, Rough Trade are distributing it. Those are the Glass Torpedoes who come from Kirby, and that's called Heart Surgery. The band are going to be in London, too, next week, and on Tuesday they're going to be playing at the Trafalgar in Shepherd's Bush, and then on Wednesday they're going to be playing at the Acklam Hall, also in London, with Swell Maps. It's amazing how these things fall into place. Goodness me, Swell Maps, and that's Vertical Slum, A Bleak Forest Far. Are these going to be on the LP? Let's have a look. Another song, Vertical Slum, yes, that's on there. Spitfire Parade, Harmony in Your Bathroom, Don't Throw Ashtrays at Me, Midget Submarines, Bridgehead Part 9, full moon in my pocket, blam, gunboats, adventuring into basketry, my little shops round the corner. Well, half of it's going to be on the LP. These are the Railbirds from Amsterdam, or is it Rotterdam? Rotterdam, I think, actually. And I am so proud. Dutch, do they? Of course, you might say to me, what does somebody as Dutch sound like? And I would have to say, if you did, well, you've got me there. Those are the Railbirds, and I'm so proud. And after the Railbirds, the Yardbirds, and happenings 13 years' time ago.
Thank you.
1966, the Yardbirds, and happening 10 years' time ago. And I should be working this Saturday at Norwich with, I hope, the Dolly Mixtures from Cambridge, although I've lost the phone number of their manager, so I can't exactly make sure that that is going to happen, but I'm pretty certain that it will do. I mention this because it was originally supposed to be on Friday, you see. This is very interesting for those of you who don't live anywhere near Norwich and don't even know where it is. These are Cabaret Voltaire and their current single on Rough Trade Records, Nag Nag Nag. appropriate title for Royal Ascot Week, I think you'll agree. It's a small Radio 1-style joke. Nag, nag, nag. And that's Cabaret Voltaire on Rough Trade Records. Here's another old Gene Vincent song. I've played you it a couple of times, actually, in the past few weeks. Worth playing again, though. Jumps, giggles and shouts.
Oh, I got a girl named Jane. Oh, the kids call Pudding Pain. Always bopping around the town. Every bit of all the town. He jumps, giggles and shouts. Jump, giggles and shouts. Jump, giggles and shouts. Jump, giggles and shouts. Jump, giggles and shouts.
Jump, flip, jump, jump.
A man, that woman sure is busy. Bopping through the juicy machine. Craziest cat you ever seen. She jumps, giggles and shouts.
No!
Jump, 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 giggles and shouts.
No! Jump, Jack, jump, jump!
She jumps, giggles and shouts. Jump, giggles and shouts. Jump, giggles and shouts. Jump, giggles and shouts. Jump, giggles and shouts.
Jump, giggles, jump, jump.
Keep hoping that Walter's let me do a programme of, say, my favourite 8 or 10 artists and bands of all time, and Gene Vincent would certainly be numbered amongst them if I did so. That's Jumps, Giggles and Shouts from the Best of Gene Vincent Volume 2, and these are the distributors. This will have been awesome, no, actually, and it's called Wireless. This one's always left to last, you know. Never quite sure why Walter's programs them like that. I guess it's just some kind of innate animal instinct that he has. He's like that. Tigerish at times. Those are the distributors, and that's called Wireless. And while it was going on, I discovered that the Dolly Mixtures are indeed doing a gig with me in Norwich on Saturday, so I look forward to that. These are Swell Maps, the last from them as well. And this is Armadillo. No home, in my view, can be called a decent home without one. Armadillo, that's Swell Maps, and despite the fact that their first LP is not yet on the market, the band are apparently already working on their second LP. And in a way, you know, I feel that we're all working on our second LP. Do you ever feel that, too? Thank you. Do you realise if you're listening to Radio 2, you could be listening to Alfie right now by the Dead Midnight Orchestra of Baden Baden? Well, actually, I made up the orchestra, but the tune's right. That was Stiff Little Fingers and Gotta Get Away, and indeed I have. And to end tonight's programme, these are the Cravats, and why? This is called The End. Goodness. Those are the Cravats from their maxi single on Small Wonder Records, and it's called The End. Voiceovers and everything. If you're listening to Radio 2, there's a bloke on there doing one of those kind of "It's just the sweetest time" kind of songs. But you can hear lots of those after the midnight news, of course, so that's something for you to look forward to. If you listen to this programme on Monday, you'll hear Gary Newman's Two-Way Army, as they're now styled, number two in the charts. And also Roger Chapman in concert with a lot of stuff that's considerably livelier than the recent LP. And some of that was all right as well. But tonight you had Swell Maps and the Distributors, and hope you quite like that. Thanks very much for listening, and football starts in 8 weeks. I don't know. How is life going to continue until it does?
It's just the sweetest time I ever heard.
Hope you're on Monday.